don't believe in taking stuff.
All right. We'll begin with prayer in the communion class.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing, all the many blessings that you're giving us. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll take a look at in Joseph Prince's book, in chapter 1. We'll start in chapter 1.
Are you going to start teaching out of that?
Mm-hmm.
And read it ahead.
Yeah, this is a good chapter. He's got a lot of good information in there. He said, next to being saved from hell or eternal destruction, divine health is the greatest blessing we can have. Some people might say,
I'm sorry, I didn't
know that. Pastor Prince, it would be great if I had lots of money. Then I can do many things. He said, well, I know of people who have lots of money. They have fleets of cars, but are not able to drive a single one of them because they are flat on their back. See? And he said, if someone is on his deathbed, I do not think he would say, I wish I had made one more million. He was pointing out how important our health is. And how we, in order to have enjoy the blessings of this life, we have to have our health.
Yes, amen.
He had a lot of good points in this book. I want to skip over because I want to spend more time on this page over here. This is page 12. He said, "It is God's nature to heal."
This is what?
God's nature to heal.
Huh? How excellent is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's his nature, you know? So that's his nature. We don't really have to beg him, right?
No.
It's nature.
He wants to heal. I remember I was driving away from church one day. I said, Lord, what is it about healing? Some people, we have healing, but we struggle. People struggle to be healed. Or walk in it. And I know you can walk in it because I walk in authority. I learned after that conversation with the Lord, I never had a problem walking in authority. And I wanted to be that way with healing. And Michael England had taught, that was the day Michael England, we were having like a freedom night, you know, just the songs. But he did an exhortation, powerful. And the man had cancer and he was nervous, you know, and then he was struggling to be healed.
Uh-huh.
And this is what started it all, you know. I think the way he had it, the Lord said, does your wife love you? Yeah, I know my wife loves you. He knew his wife loved him. That was settled. He said, well, don't you think I love you? And he eventually got, I believe he got healed, but I thought about that struggle when I was leaving that night. And I said, what is it about healing that people struggle? We know the word. We know we're healed. And he said something. He said, doubt can exist in different parts of your being.
Yes.
And I always fought it from the mind and not let it get in my heart. But it can also exist if you know that you got a problem in your body. It can that kind of doubt can interrupt your healing process, and it can start with your body can be used to a condition,
mm-hmm.
and you can get totally healed of it. I've done that before. Scott Webb laid hands on me, and my nose, that I had suffered with my nose for years, and it just went away. My nose felt like a kid's nose or a baby's nose. It was just it wouldn't drain or nothing. It was all right for about 3 days. And then eventually the symptoms came back. But what he said cleared that up. He said, doubt can exist in different parts of your being. And it will attack the way you see God's word. Doubt isn't disabling. But he said this. He said, healing is as easy as picking fruit.
Yes.
as easy as picking. It's God's nature to heal.
God's nature to heal. We just meditate on that. It's God's nature. It's in his nature.
You know, anytime we see him.
And look what Peter said. We have the nature of God.
Yes. Yeah.
So we just.
Okay. We have to receive God's word. Mm-hmm. That's why the only places in our life that we have faith is the areas of life that we receive God's word.
That's true.
The fact that we believe unto salvation, all right. Every believer has the measure of faith. Salvation itself suggests that everything else is a given. Everything. This week on the, I was doing a, I think it was Thursday morning or Friday, I was doing a website broadcast, and I said something, and I had to just go back and listen to it. The Lord caused me to say one of the greatest things that we can give him is our attention. One of the greatest things you can give God is your attention. If you can give him your attention, you can hear him out. If you hear him out, you'll get to know him. If you get to know him, you're going to love him. And you're going to trust him. We love God for the same reasons we love each other. Because he loved us first. Wayward children love their mother and then their father. Because they were caretakers. They trust their mother. They don't trust anybody in the world. They'll trust their mother because she first loved him or her. We trust God for the same reason. But what if the mother was misrepresented? What if something happened and the child was kidnapped? And the child may grow up thinking that the mother gave her away or gave him away or something. You know, they were disconnected and then reunited when they were 20 years old. Or let's say the teenage years where everything's just crazy. And they never heard their mother's side of things, you know. They were disconnected at birth, and they got resentment. Well, people were disconnected at the fall. And now, the only people that will give you a clue is the people that first raised you. They shape the way you see God. So some people have a greater challenge. They were taught by, their parents were terrorists. And then they come out, and they don't want to be a terrorist. And then they hear the gospel and they get saved. And then there are people who were that preachers. And they raise their children up. And then the children go astray. So in this world, anything can happen. But when we do God's word, a process is formed. God told Abraham, be perfect. Because next year this time you're going to have a son. You're going to conceive a son. And this gives us a clue. What the Lord showed me with sowing and reaping, you can put a process in motion that will help you, that will shape the way your children see God. If you love God and they see you loving God and you take all your problems to the Lord in their sight, that's their training. So that's what they're going to do on a pinch. And they may do some things and try some things and wonder about some things, but in a pinch, they're going to go back and do the training, and they'll come back to the Lord because they have a reference.
You know, Pastor Jim gets a little deeper than that, like when they're little and don't understand.
Yeah.
That's why it's so, you're doing what you said to do, showing the love of God and letting them see God at work and all. But the key that a lot of people are missing is when they're younger, they do have to be corrected with the rod.
Yeah.
And then as you're putting that word in them, become a point when you take the rod away and the word corrects them, keeps them straight.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of society, that's why Satan's so against taking care of a child with a spanking.
Yeah.
And you do it quickly and you forget about it until you need to do it again. And most people want to be their child's best friend. So
those are the children that become soldiers in the Lord. Some people get saved and if nothing happens, they'll stay saved and they'll do what's right.
I think Pastor Jim, I don't even know, 7, he might be engaged. 15, 16, 17 years old. She's using her mouth. He had to spank her with the belt. And you know, those people wouldn't do that. As long as she was in his house, he took care. And look at Stephanie's outcome.
Yeah, that's what it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
my mom did the same thing. She'd mm-hmm. light me up, and then she'd tell me about why.
And she loved you, yeah. And you knew she loved you. Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat what you said? The greatest thing we can give God is our attention.
Our attention.
And then there was a process. Can you repeat that process?
The greatest thing we can give God is our attention. Because then we'll get to know him, and we'll love him more and more, and then we'll trust him.
Slow down.
Because he loves us. His love is so bad.
His mother lights him up. That's good.
She lights him up.
The Lord God.
We'll get to know him, and we'll love him more and more.
Yeah, well, when you give him your attention, you hear him out, and then you get to know him mm-hmm. personally. And for yourself, and you're gonna love him more and more, and then you'll trust him. And we love him and we trust him for the same reasons we trust each other. And when you look to him and hear him out, that study in his word and also regarding what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. See, without that kind of training, anything will sound good. But in light of God's word, you'll see things as they truly are. And it's God's nature to heal. And healing will become, sickness will become a thing of the past. There's no reason why the anointing can't mount up on us to the point that when we pass by a sick person, they get miraculously healed. The only reason it don't happen is we don't expect it to. And because our thoughts are still, we were sinners before we were Christians. And then there's a process that everybody has to deal with. If they were around Christians that didn't believe on healing, but they were otherwise remarkable teachers in the Word of God, and they trust them, and they didn't get, and the people see that the pastor didn't get healed, or if he gets sick, he has problems, but he's still a good man of God, then they kind of rule it out, and they don't expect it. But when people are around it, then they'll receive it. It works that way. It would be nice if everybody could receive the word of God at face value and operate in it. But it doesn't work that way. You have to decide. You have to receive it. And there's something greater than receiving it. Embracing it.
Good.
Embrace God's word. Hold. Get a lock on it. Hold on to it. And don't let it go for nothing.
Most of us that came up in a denominational church like I did, just consider a swimming pool
mm-hmm.
that's brackish. You've seen those that have been neglected. Mm-hmm. They're full of leaves. The water is black. It's full of mold.
Yeah.
You can pour a gallon of water in that pool, and it's still brackish. The only way, you have to drain the pool and put fresh water. Well, if you've spent 20, 30 years listening mm-hmm. to, well, God just needed a little flower in heaven, that's why he took your baby, or, you know, God hurt that person to teach him a lesson. I'm thinking, do you break your kid's leg to teach him a lesson? Mm-hmm. God's not a child abuser. But if you've got a pool full of clear water where you have only heard the word of God, and you pour 1 gallon of dirty water in it, that water is still pretty clear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if you grew up with the clarity mm-hmm. and the purity of the word, it's mm-hmm. not as hard to believe.
Exactly.
But if you grew up like I did, where God was just waiting to smack you and give you something, the oogum boogum to teach you a lesson for 30 years, it takes a lot of
study. Yeah, you have to
study.
Release all that.
It takes a lot of study to get that brackish water out
of
and
you.
Get
that's
clean
that's
water
good.
In.
That's good.
That's perfectly put.
That is.
And you're not going to do the greater works of God with the brackish water.
No, you're not.
God can cause us to say something at the right moment, but the way we think, it is in his word. That's why I said, sometimes I say, Lord, is there anything I need to just clear up? You'd like me to, and you'll be surprised what he'll tell you.
Small things.
Yeah. I thought, I said, everything might not just be right like I think. I said, Lord, show me things that I need to just change. Or help me make the right adjustments. And he'll say something. And And it can make all the difference in the world.
Sometimes it's natural things. You know, you can feel something's not right. I did. I kept telling my doctor, I want a complete blood test. I want to test my vitamins, my amino acids, my omega-3, everything. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, all of that. Well, if you go through your doctor, it will cost you thousands of dollars. I found a place in Atlanta. You just go have blood drawn. They test every vitamin, every mineral, all of that for $525. So I get the test back, and it shows you what's out. Well, you know, I said, is this 25% of this, 5% of that? So I went and got 3 native vitamins and took them, and I feel like $1 million. So he was telling me, he just kept pressing me, get that check. But anything, just a small amount of like vitamin A being off, your hair will thin out. Vitamin D being off, you won't be able to do simple math. You know what I'm saying? It's an important vitamin in cognitive thinking.
Yeah.
So my thing is, sometimes it was like that. He kept pressing me. And I mean, months of telling the doctor, I need to get this done. So he says, look on the internet. I found a place that would do it for rather than $4,000. $525. So I'm just saying, sometimes, most of the time it's spiritual, but sometimes it's physical.
No, yes.
So if he's telling you stop eating XYZ, then doggone it, stop eating. Yeah, I know. You know, these zero calorie, sparkly, bubbly drinks. I was itching and I said, Lord, what is it? He says, that drink. Stop drinking it, stupid.
Just because somebody else can drink it, don't mean you can drink
right.
it.
There you go.
Yeah, we have to. If God has our attention, He can help us make these minute adjustments that will make the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we'll pick
up
later.
Like
we out of time.
Twist on a car, and all of a sudden it runs better.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
All right.
You need to mark it.
Yeah,
mark
I did.
Where you stopped off.
I stopped on page 12.
Okay.
You're on page 12. Mark it. Okay. So you'll know where to pick up at.
Okay. Our communion. I love the way he put this. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing. The broken body of Jesus is for our healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant. Cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we love him because he loved us first. When you give him your attention, you're going to get something back. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
Help us to go forward in you, giving you our full attention every day. Help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you.
Good steak.